Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode.
Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here. I am CEO of the People Stack. We help tech managers to build their dream careers. In today's episodes, I'm going to talk about the three key reasons why you're hitting a ceiling in your tech career. Stay tuned. Hey there, everyone. Jen Bunk here. Today, I'm going to talk about the reasons why, three key reasons why you're hitting a ceiling in your tech career. Maybe it's a pay ceiling, a salary ceiling. Maybe it's a position ceiling. Can't quite get past middle management into senior management or director or VP level areas. Maybe it's an impact ceiling. Maybe it's a ceiling in the amount of impact and difference and the amount of change that you can make, the amount of results, the amount of wins that you can create with your team. Maybe it's all of the above. Maybe you're hitting a ceiling on the amount of freedom and the amount of balance that you have in your life. Maybe your salary is okay, your impact is okay, but you have to work your butt off 50, 60, 70 hours a week. And so you're hitting a ceiling in terms of your family, the time you get to spend with your family. Maybe you're hitting a ceiling in terms of your physical or mental or emotional well-being. So we're gonna talk about the three key reasons why you are hitting them, why you are hitting that ceiling. And what's really important to understand here is that all of these things, all of these reasons, the reason that I'm sharing these reasons is because they're all fixable. They're all changeable with commitment and resourcefulness. And I know that's why you're watching this video right now, because you are committed. You are a technical manager. You are a technical leader who is absolutely committed to upgrading not just your career, but the amount of impact that you have and the amount of freedom that you can have in your life and the amount of inspiration that you want to serve. You want to build a legacy. You know you're capable of more, and you're hitting that ceiling, and you're hitting it over and over and over again, and you're sick and tired of it, and you don't want to have to hit that ceiling, because you know with hard work, and you know with commitment, and you know with the right strategies, you're going to be able to blast through that ceiling and realize that the ceiling really wasn't even there to begin with, and how easy it is, and how much you can be in flow while you make an amazing impact as a technical leader. So here's the three reasons. We're gonna start with number one. What is the first reason why you're hitting a ceiling in your technical career? First reason has to do with your strategies. The strategies that you're using, or sometimes it's the lack of strategies that you're using and applying to your career. We've talked about this before, but it's worth repeating again, not just to your work. I know that a lot of you are applying strategies at work to be a better leader, to lead team meetings better. Some of you are using agile frameworks. Some of you have tech up the wazoo to make sure that all of the trains are running on time, all of the tech trains, whatever it is that you're building, whoever it is that you're serving, you have tons of strategies at work to make sure that people are winning and make sure that the projects are soaring and exceeding expectations, and to make sure that the customers and clients that you serve are just, you know, beaming with happiness and want to keep working with you. I know you have strategies there. What I'm talking about is your strategies that you're applying to your career. And when a lot of our clients start working with us, they don't have any. And they admit that, and that's why they choose to start working with us. Or they're applying strategies kind of willy-nilly. They're kind of just throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks, or they're just kind of following what their friends are doing, their colleagues are doing. We're going to talk about your friends and your colleagues just in a moment. So stick a pin in that just for a moment. But one of the key reasons why you're hitting that salary ceiling, that position ceiling, that impact ceiling, that ceiling in terms of the freedom that you can have, is because your strategies are not dialed in enough. Your career strategies are not aligned with the outcomes you actually want to create. And here's another thing too when it comes to strategies. A lot of you, and I know a lot of you will admit that, and this, that's why you're listening, and it's why loyal followers, big shout out to you, it's why you're loyal followers, because you don't want Band-Aid tactics, you want strategies. But what a lot of you are still doing are applying Band-Aid tactics instead of really solid and fluid strategies that are going to be able to be moldable as your career gets even higher. So that's why tactics don't work. Band-Aids don't work. That's why diets don't work. Because a diet is a tactic. A diet is a Band-Aid. It's eat exactly these kinds of foods. Maybe you have a little bit of wiggle room and stay on that path. You can't eat carbs, or you can't eat fat, or maybe you can eat carbs, or you can eat fat, or whatever it is. And that's why diets don't work, because they're not sustainable. And it's just a prescription that might temporarily help you lose some weight or gain some weight or gain some more energy, depending on what your fitness goals might be. But prescriptions don't work here. Band-Aid tactics don't work here. There are times when we need to go there. So if you are in massive amounts of pain, you go to the doctor and your doctor will write you a prescription as a stopgap. Even she or he knows that it's a stopgap. I'm going to write you a prescription. I'm going to give you a short-term tactic so that you're not so much in pain anymore. And then the good ones anyway, will help you solve the more long-term problem of what's underneath why you're in so much pain. So there's a place and there is a time for prescriptions and tactics to stop the bleeding. So that's absolutely what some of you may need to do right now in your career. But if you just do that, you're just going to be in this endless loop of work, 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 fail to get recognized, get underpaid, try it again. And for some of you, it might be try for that promotion again. And for some of you, it might be, oh, I'm leaving, I'm going to go on the job market, I'm going to try it another job, and I'm going to get another job, try it again. Some of you have been job hopping for 3, 5, 10 years, trying to get that raise, trying to get that promotion, it has not worked. Some of you have had endless conversations with your boss about that raise, about that promotion, and it has not happened. Oh, sorry, we can't, budget cuts. Oh, sorry, we can't, we really value you, but we're not able to do that right now. Meanwhile, you see other people who may have less experience than you getting those raises and getting those promotions. And I know how frustrating it is, and that's part of why you're so committed to upgrading the amount of impact that you can make and the amount of salary that you can earn too, because you deserve it. So if you keep just applying Band-Aids and applying strategies that are not proven to work to help you to reach your career outcomes, you're going to stay stuck and you're going to keep hitting that ceiling. So you have to make sure that your strategies are long-term and they're solid and they're fluid and they're flexible and they're aligned with the career outcomes that you want to achieve. That's the number one reason. That's reason number one why you keep hitting that career ceiling. Reason number two, I talked about your friends. Second key reason why you keep hitting a career ceiling, your network. Your network. Take a look at your network. Take a look at the people who you surround yourself with, especially the 3 to 5 people who you spend the most time with and the most time talking about professional things, about your career, about work, about upgrading your career, about making more of an impact. think about those 3 to 5 people. And I guarantee you that if you're not hitting your career outcomes in terms of pay, in terms of position, in terms of impact, in terms of freedom, in terms of balance, in terms of flow, if you're not hitting them, neither is your network. So you have to take an honest look at the people that you're surrounding yourself with. Look, I'm not saying to completely ditch your friends. We all need friends, right? Even the introverts, you know, introverts, raise your hands. We all need people for that emotional support. And I want you all to have oodles and oodles of emotional support. People who absolutely are there for you no matter what your outcomes are. No matter what you achieve in your career, that they are always going to be there to give you a big hug, to pat you on the back and say, I'm here for you. What can I do for you? You're my brother. You're my sister. Even though we're not related, we all need those people, especially during those tough times in our lives. And I want you all to have them. And I also want you all to have a network of people who inspire you to reach the career outcomes that you want to create. And it can give you that strategic support, not just that emotional support. That strategic support is what's necessary. What are the steps to follow? How do I stay on the path? If there's traffic up ahead, if there's challenges, if there's dragons to fight, how do I fight them and how do I prevent them in the future? And you cannot do that if you surround yourself with people who have not reached the career outcomes that you have, because they're going to become the naysayers. They're going to become the people who say, why don't you just settle for $150K a year in a manager job? That's what all the rest of us are doing. Why do you keep complaining? Why do you keep humble bragging that you're only making $175 a year? All the rest of us are only making $150. You're making us look bad, man. And you're not going to rise to the level that you want to because you're surrounded by people who are not achieving the kinds of outcomes that you want to achieve. And again, I promise you, when you surround yourself with people who are achieving the outcomes, actually exceeding the outcomes that you want to achieve, that's how you get inspired. That's how you see that evidence. Oh, wow. That's not only possible, that's doable. And all I need to do is follow in their footsteps. You know, one of the biggest pieces of wisdom that I gained on this entrepreneurial path, on this path toward building a $1 million business, on this path toward up-leveling myself as a leader and as a coach and as a human, is if you are the smartest and most, if you are the smartest person in the room, then you're in the wrong room. If you are the person who has achieved the most in that room, you're in the wrong room. You need to surround yourself with people who inspire you. The 4-minute mile was not achieved until it was. And then what happened once that one person did it? Lots of other people did it too, because that's the power of community. That is the power of inspiration. Surround yourself with people. Take a look at your network. Are they inspiring you? Do you look at them and say, oh, wow, I think I'm actually doing the best in my career? Or do you look at them and say, ah, you know what? They're keeping me comfortable. That's another thing. Maybe they are doing better than you, but they're not like inspiring you to do better. Are your friends just inspiring you to be comfortable and stay where you are? Are your friends inspiring you to stretch, to spread your wings and do even more, to stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone? So if you're surrounding yourself with people who inspire you, then that is how you're going to be able to break through that ceiling. And that's really, really important. So that's reason number 2. Reason number 3, why you keep hitting that ceiling, that salary ceiling, that position ceiling in your tech career: your mentors. So yes, this is related to number 2. Your mentors are part of your network. I get that. But it is worth underlining: your mentors, the key people, the 1 or 2 people whose job it is to inspire you, right? So we have those people in our lives, like our friends, our colleagues, who just happen to inspire us. And that's awesome. And I want you all to have that. But what I also want is all of you to have those one or two key people in your life whose job it is, whose mission in their life is to inspire you and to show you the way towards the outcomes you want to create. So one of the key reasons why you keep hitting that ceiling and you're not able to reach your career goals, your salary goals, to get that promotion to VP, to finally land that coveted spot in a remote working position so that you can have that freedom to live wherever you want while you command the salary that will allow you to live the lifestyle that you want to. To be able to break through that, you need a mentor, or better yet, a handful of mentors who will show you how to do that and who have done it themselves and who have shown others how to do it as well. They pave the way for you. All you have to do is follow in their footsteps and follow their proven strategies and systems. And that's what our model is here at the People Stack. And that's why our clients have been able to achieve amazing results. Results where we get comments all the time, "I don't believe you. I don't believe that you have helped technical managers to get 30 and 40 and 50% raises. I don't believe that you've helped technical managers to earn compensation packages upwards towards $1 million, $500,000 in total compensation, salaries of 300K, 400K. I don't believe you." And that's your right to believe us or not believe us. At the end of the day, those are our clients' results. And for those of you who have been following us for a while, you've seen their videos, you've seen the screenshots of their celebrations, you've seen them live, and you know that it's real and you're inspired by it. So that's why people love joining the People Stack family, because it's like, yes, thank you for paving the way for me. Now I don't have to throw stuff at the wall to see what sticks. All I need to do is tuck in behind you and follow the same strategies with the same world-class support that they have. So I want you to take a look at your mentors right now, and I want you to ask some really hard questions. Have your mentors achieved the career results that you want to? And have they helped other people to do the same? And do they have proven flexible strategies and systems in order to get there? If they do not meet all three of those criteria, they're not going to cut it in terms of mentors. And here's the thing. For most of you, your mentor is your boss. Your closest thing to a career mentor is your boss. And for a lot of you, your boss is extremely ineffective, inefficient. And for some of you, that boss is making you crazy. It is making you want to leave your organization. And you know that because your boss has been ineffective and inefficient and not supporting you, that's the reason why you're stuck. We hear it all the time. And your boss may even have your best interest at heart and may want the best for you. Maybe he or she has achieved those outcomes, but can they guide you? Can they mentor you to doing the same? That's what happens a lot too, where people just say, "Oh yeah, yeah, I have a great mentor. They did it, and I'm just gonna do the same thing they did." It doesn't work that way, because you are a different person. You have a different team. There is a different context. You have a different personality. You have a different skill set. You have different hopes and dreams than that mentor. So that's why it's also really, really important that mentor have proven and flexible foundational strategies and systems to help you achieve whatever career outcome that you want, so that you can custom tailor your dream and not just live their dream. Because if you just follow exactly in their footsteps, you're going to achieve their dream and not yours, and that's not what we want for you. By tuck in behind them, that means, okay, I'm going to run my race and I'm going to stay in my lane and I'm going to win it my way, on my terms. And I'm going to follow the proven strategies and systems to get there. So you have to take an honest look at your strategies, at your network, and even more specifically at your mentors. And if all three of them are not dialed in, if all three of them are not aligned with the outcomes that you want to achieve, then that's why you keep hitting a ceiling. That's why you keep emotionally, mentally hitting that wall of, why can't I get above 150K a year? Why can't I get above, what you talk about 200K salaries, why can't I get there? Why do I keep getting stuck in manager positions? Why does everybody keep giving me all the work and I'm working more than 50-hour weeks and I'm under-recognized and I'm underpaid and I'm overworked? It's because of one of those three things, and likely it's a combination of them. Your strategies are not dialed in enough because they're not flexible enough. They're not custom-tailored enough. They're more likely just band-aids. Your network isn't dialed in enough. You're not surrounding yourself with the best kind of people that you can to inspire you to run that 4-minute mile that is your career, to do the things that other people have not before, so that you can be that inspirational leader. And your mentors are not dialed in enough. They're not suited. They don't have the skills. They don't have the mindset. So the other thing that I wanted to mention about mentors is that they're not just there for a week or a month or 6 months. They're there to give you that consistent support. Because on this path toward career transformation, you need that consistent support over time. You need someone whose mindset and whose confidence and whose strategies are dialed in so much that if you wobble, they don't. That they are there for you, they are for you, and they know that you are absolutely capable of commanding that 200K plus salary. And they already see it for you. We tell this to our clients all the time. Yes, we celebrate them when we get that, when they get that 30, 40, 50% raise, when they finally get to that 200K level, we celebrate the heck out of it. And we also tell them it was inevitable. We saw it happening. We see it happening before they see it happening. That's what a great mentor can do. They keep their mindset and their confidence dialed in and their expertise dialed in too, so they are that rock for you. We like to think of it like we're the mountains for our clients. We are the mountains. The storm will not move us. The sky can be falling and we're still there. We're still there for them. That's what you need in your career, that consistent support over time. And so look, if you're ready to commit to this transformational, this exceptionally inspirational, this exceptionally challenging journey where you are going to be able to build your dream career and your dream life, if you're ready to commit to that and shift your strategies, shift your network, join a family of people who are going to be there to support you and have mentors who have the proven strategies and systems to help you get there, what I want you to do is book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. On that call, you're going to get 100% clear on what's not working in your career right now. What is the root cause? What are the reasons for you? I talked kind of high level today in terms of strategies, network, mentors, what might not be working. But on that call, for you specifically, you're going to find out, you're going to get that clarity about what is not working in your career. And you're going to get to a point of even more resolve of, I will not take it anymore. I have to fix this. My career is on the line. My life is on the line because I will not live a life where I'm just running the daily grind every day. That's not living. We want you to live. And we're also on that call. One of my expert career strategists is going to be talking with you. And they're also going to help you get clear on where you want to go. What is that dream that you want to build? That dream career? And what's awesome about that career is that you can use your career as that rocket ship to launch to your dream life as well. So you're going to get 100% clarity around what that dream career and dream life is for you. And if my career strategists are 100% confident that we're the ones to help you on this journey toward career transformation, then they're going to talk about what it would look like to work together. We talk about all of the details, the financial investment, the time investment, everything that's going to be required on your part so that you can build your dream career. And you're going to have the opportunity, like I said, to talk with one of our career strategists. And they are some of my favorite people in this world, absent my husband, my son, and you know, family, you know, flesh and blood family. But the reason that they're on our team is because they are some of my favorite people in this world. They are some of the most heart-centered people who are ready to have a conversation to get to the truth so that you can finally break through that ceiling and earn the salary and make the impact and have the freedom that you truly deserve. So click on that link, thepeoplestack.com/book. When you go to that website, you're going to enter your name, your phone number, and first you're going to enter your time zone. Pick a time that works for you, plenty of times available, and then you're going to schedule it. It'll be on your calendar, it'll be my team member's calendar, and you're going to show up for a Zoom meeting, and you're going to have an open and honest conversation and get so much clarity so that it's going to be like putting on a set of glasses. You know, for those of you who wear glasses or contact lenses, you know, you walk around for a while without them and you're like, oh, well, you know what, this is actually okay. I can do this. And then suddenly you put on the glasses and you're like, wow, those trees are beautiful. The grass is so green. That's what we want for you in your career. We want that feeling of joy and clarity and that sense of immense freedom for you in your career. So go to thepeoplestack.com/book right now. You need to make sure that your strategies are dialed in, your network is dialed in, and that your mentors are dialed in. If any of them aren't, you're gonna keep hitting that ceiling in your career, and that's not what we want for you. We want you to break through. So that's all for now, folks. Big virtual hugs to our entire PeopleStack family. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.
And that wraps up another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.